case 10,682 William and Shirley Holloway. This was a variance from the minimum lot width and square footage requirements for a parcel.
I think, Mr. Chairman, I actually asked that this one be tabled because mm-hmm. I was concerned about whether or not the reduction in lot sizes would be a condition that the county council would have to address, because it was originally set up as a conditional use, and I guess apparently that's not the case. They don't have any concern about that particular aspect. I can just point out, though, that you know, at the meeting we had with the council, one of the concerns that they expressed was the creation of lots that of less than 150 foot of road frontage, and your plot here shows one of about 190 and one of 71, so that would it would seem to be contrary to what the council was addressing at that workshop. And you're also leaving yourself with one lot, which is essentially substandard and doesn't meet the three-quarter of an acre. So there's, you know, two different violations that basically the council had indicated was of some concern to them. Yeah, I understand the predicament of the property owner, but there's probably some alternatives in terms of residences and so forth.
I don't necessarily agree with that, in that the man has an established business there. He wants to, you know, does he relocate his business and then take a chance on losing business? And its situation is that he's got an existing mobile home that's somewhat old and, you know, eventually could be dilapidated.
Well, he said it wasn't vexing, but then yet he still has the options, though. He could take that trailer he's got and replace it. If he stayed underneath that 5-year rule, and then he could leave it there. Because remember, it was a bank issue. He had ten right. of the banks that turned him down. They went, or he could buy, and his next option, he could take and buy an acre of ground. If he could buy some ground next to it and build his home, then he could rent his trailer out. Because that conditional use, I don't think there's no conditions that are attached to that conditional use. So, I mean, he would have options. It's just that the bank wanted it.
Right. You know, he's between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, he's caught between a rock and a hard place. I mean, it is, you know, bad for the gentleman, but he is left with some options, though, to get around it with.
Like what?
You know, well, if he didn't get this, I mean, he could get that if he could buy the ground next to it, build his home, or he could take his trailer and keep his trailer, replace a new trailer.
That's a pretty good financial investment for him when he already has the land out.
Oh, yeah.
And he's lived here. And he's lived on years. This property that long.
He, you know. And he can't put another mobile home on there.
He can't, if it stays underneath that 5 years?
The bank won't finance him at all.
No, but if he got a mobile, if he could get a mobile home, I yell on that property. He said, tell him to turn him down. But he can't replace that mobile home?
No.
He not a single wide.
No, but he can replace, yeah.
He could put a double wide there. Right. But I think the bank won't give him a residential loan at all because he has a business there.
He won't get. Right. He can't get the financing for any residential.
So then,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
That was his testimony.
He could reside elsewhere, I suppose, if he wants to keep mm-hmm.
He does live there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He said it wasn't worth this trailer he was fixing up. He looked at putting money into it and what it was going to cost him.
For the minutes he's owned the property, 34 years.
Right. We ran the same thing.
Business has been there 14
If you remember,
there
at Lincoln with the churches, the two churches. Remember that?
Yes.
The color churches. They had to have the bank wouldn't finance unless they took a mortgage against their new one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The newest one to fix up the oldest one. Basically, the bank wouldn't let him do that. Wouldn't let them do that either.
You know, this is a guy that's been there 30 some years.
34.
He's got how many acres here all total?
1.51.
He's trying to make a living out of his backyard, and all he wants to do is replace a mobile home with a house.
Mm-hmm.
And the bank's not going to let him do it without doing this. So, you know, to me, if we're ever going to, you know, and this guy could go out here and build his house and then sell the business or back lot and everything, and then we got two parcels, but you know, we've taken greater chances in granting a frontage variance than this, in my opinion, but that's just my opinion.
Well, that, Jeff, that was part of the reason that we had that meeting, was to address issues like that, so, you know.
We did.
Address the factors and show how this guy meets them.
Well, and it is why we had the meeting, and I don't feel that we got any direction, or any substantial direction. It was a lot of what ifs and maybes. Personally, I thought that the agent, the Brian Elliott from Integrity Builders, addressed the standards very well. The uniqueness of the situation, the uniqueness of the property, the fact that the bank went and lent it, all unique and necessary. I mean, the fact that the mobile home is you know, seen its better days, and the guy has fixed it up as much as he can, but no longer can, so they're therefore making it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. He didn't create the situation in that the mobile home can, you know, there's no other way to do it because of the bank. So it's you know, I mean, we all need financing for home, you know, to improve our properties or whatever, for the most part. I don't see where to alter the central character in the neighborhood, and would be a minimum to afford relief, and it was suggested by Mr. Elliott as well. I'd make a motion we approve case number 10,682.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,682. Now, gentlemen, you know, before we vote on this thing again, just want to make sure everybody heard what was said. So. Okay. No, I just want to make sure what we heard from.
Well, I understand.
Okay.
I understand. I mean, okay, and we're allowed to disagree.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
I don't, you know, and let me further say, I don't necessarily think that, you know, it's a standard practice. I think that situation is unique, and that's why I suggest it. I don't know that, you know, a precedent should be set, you know.
That's the purpose of the
board. And we typically don't try to set a precedent in the less than 150 foot frontage.
That's the purpose of the board.
Right.
But I think in this case, it's you know, it's well, he's between a rock and a hard place.
Did the same thing before.
And you know, that makes all those standards, I think, apply.
Very well. Next.